Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
On Betsy, on Mono, on Stitcher and Premium.
On a series.
Called Horny for the Holidays. So cheery. It's Mono and Betsy.
Beautiful, Mono.
Was it? Thank
yes.
you. Well, you know, that's just part of this brand new Stitcher Premium series that we're calling Horny for the Holidays.
Yes, that is correct. We have a new 9-episode series just for the holiday season.
Ooh, fa-la-la-la-la, and so on and so forth, because this show is just like our past installments in that we're here for dumbness. We do improv. We talk about movies. We have a good time in this most merriest of seasons.
Yes, we just get so horny for the holidays, and we mm-hmm. want you to get on the horny train with us. What's yeah. the poll, like a dick, or express, huh?
The Poll Riding Express is what you're on right now. And you can listen to the first episode right here on this feed. It is so fun and dumb. It is an improvised movie starring Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Betsy, we had such a good time doing this one.
We had
so y'all
got to
listen.
Yes. And you can hear that first episode of Horny for the Holidays in this feed right here. But to hear the rest when they release, search for Horny for the Holidays in your Stitcher app. Ho-ho!
Uh-huh. Well, ho-ho-ho, and may all your Christmases be horny.
Ho-ho-ho!
Yeah, ho-ho-ho, motherfuckers.
We're making a list,
checking it twice.
Gonna find out who's horny or lame.
Betsy Mono coming to pods.
You're listening to Horny for the Holidays.
Yeah, the only podcast Santa nuts to. You can listen to us every Tuesday and Thursday in December.
And only on Stitcher Premium. But you know that because you're listening to it right now.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Merry Christmas,
you filthy animals.
Woo. Oh, tis the season.
Woo, tis the season. Mono, can you believe it's already Christmas time?
I can't believe it's winter festival month. Betsy, remember?
Oh, right. You don't celebrate Christmas. You only celebrate winter festival.
I only celebrate winter festival. As you know, I had my pants sued off of me, literally. I can no longer wear pants, and I just want to be as respectful as possible.
That's right. That's right. Oh.
We're so excited to be doing this journey into Winter Wonder with all of y'all.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're going to do a lot of fun, stupid things that sort of...
Yeah, we got a lot of fun, dumb ideas.
Get
excited, where we just celebrate everything Christmas or winter holidays.
Oh my God, you're gonna get your pants sued, Betsy.
I'm gonna get my pants sued right off of me.
I love Christmas. I love Kwanzaa. I love Hanukkah. I love all the winter holidays, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Love them.
I even say I like New Year's. I'll say that.
New Year's is a blast. Are you kidding me?
Right?
New Year's Eve is such a ball.
New Year's. It always gets a bad rap. Or you know what it is? People feel like their opinions on New Year's are interesting when they're not. You know?
That is interesting. I think a lot of people feel wild pressure to have a cool New Year's. Uh-huh. Which I feel I used to have that, and now it's very much just like, oh, I just want to be with friends.
Totally.
Smaller group or in a crowd. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to ever pressure myself anymore. Where I used to grow up being like, this has to be the greatest night of our lives. Da, da, da. And now I'm just like, yeah, let's just party and have fun and hopefully be somewhere.
Totally.
Somewhere different and new.
Totally. This New Year's, we're partying at where? The Pfizer Research Lab.
Woo! Woo! Hell woo! Yeah. We're going to party so hard there and break all of the vaccines. just kidding.
That would be a
kidding.
Good news story. Well, we decided it would be really fun for our first ep to improvise a winter movie. And yeah, you know, a lot of these winter movies have to do with chishmish, okay? So deal with it.
Christmas. Mano, we're horny for the holidays. One of those holidays is Christmas.
That's very true.
And we're horny for Christmas.
We asked y'all for, I would absolutely fuck and marry Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, out of the holidays.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Marry, fuck, kill. Halloween. It. Christmas.
What's another really good
one? What's another fun one? I mean, New Year's Eve. I feel that's a...
It's a fun one.
No, maybe a kill. Or fuck.
I mean, do you want to say Thanksgiving? Do you feel like that's a fair one?
Oh! Okay.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Okay. I think I have mine. Oh. This is tough.
I would kill Thanksgiving. I would
kill Thanksgiving.
Fuck Halloween and Merry Christmas.
I think that's mine too.
Yeah.
Shit. I think that's mine too.
Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving. Halloween. Fuck Halloween. You can't marry Halloween. It's too wild. It's too wild.
It is too wild. It is too wild.
It's a wild like, person and being.
Right. If you were to marry Halloween, you would die mm-hmm. Sid and Nancy style.
Right. Halloween, you're like, oh, do you want to watch a movie tonight? And they're like, no, I ordered meth on the Chinese internet. You're like, what?
Whereas like Christmas is like, yeah, let's watch. Yeah, come here, baby.
Yeah.
Let's watch some movies.
Yeah.
Be all warm and snuggly.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay. Well, enough about that. We're here to improvise.
Yes.
A Christmas movie
yes.
or a holiday movie for y'all.
Yeah, we'll see because we have some options.
Ooh.
So we asked the internet and the internet gave some options. So I'm just going to read a couple out and just tell me, we'll try to pick a few and see which ones speak to us, okay?
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Here's the first one. Making the high last 8 nights, colon, a very green Hanukkah. Great, great.
Okay, good, good, good.
Okay, here we go. Here's another one. Lady Sassy Chiquita Von Skips and the case of the red nose rouging. Okay, that is such a wild collection of letters.
That is such a wild, I'm like, I think I know what those words mean.
Right. 8 reindeer, 1 cup.
Oh, cool. Okay, you nasty.
Nasty, nasty. Soot foot,
oh.
A mockumentary exploring the theory that all Sasquatch sightings are just Santa on a hike.
I like that theory, man.
Uh-huh. Frosty Jack and the Big Red Sack. Okay.
Okay, y'all are nasty.
You're really nasty. The Christmas Clue, a Yuletide mystery.
Ah, that's fun, that's fun, that's fun.
Okay. Home Alone 6, Hanukkah Home Invasion.
That's fun, that's fun.
That's a great idea. I'm pretty sure we improvised Home Alone 5 many years ago. Four? Three?
Oh,
no, five.
I think five.
Many moons ago.
Because there is a fourth. There's an actual.
There is a four. That's right. That's right.
Whoa, we did. What happened? And I wonder. Oh, well.
I don't remember. Quasi for Kwanzaa.
Quasi for Kwanzaa. Krusty Klan.
Okay, someone else put two elves, one cup. Very good.
You horn dogs.
You're all
you
nasty.
Horn dogs. What do you think this is? Oh, right. Horny for the holidays.
Oh, yeah, right. That's kind of what I mean. And I just said Santa loves to nut. Christmas balls.
Christmas balls.
Okay. Santa's lazy rodents, colon, the quickening. Okay.
Lazy rodents.
Colon. Okay, how about this? Finally, a good Christmas movie starring Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. That's pretty funny.
That's very funny.
Very. Santa's cheerleaders.
Oh.
And Nutmeg, colon, a Family Guy Christmas.
A Family Guy Christmas. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You think that's bad? That's just me doing South Park's bit.
Truly.
Kidding. You think that's bad?
These are some great options.
Whoa, there's a lot of really good ones.
I'm going to say... What are your top two?
Mary-Kate and Ashley
That's
Olsen.
Really speaking to me, too, honestly.
Because I'm not going to lie, I want to see us play those twins.
Me too. Me too. I mean, that's really funny. Let's do it. That made me laugh, too.
Let's do it. But we'll do maybe another one of these and on Patreon and stuff, too. But
yeah, we're going to have to sing some songs. We're going to have to sing some songs in this bed. Maybe
do
one
they
or two.
Sing?
I think so.
Wow.
They have like little songs in their movies. So we'll try to break out into song a few times.
I like that. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's finally, what's it called? It's finally
a good Christmas movie. So that.
Starring Mary-Kate.
So
and
does
Ashley
that mean they're
Olsen.
Making a movie in the movie or just it is a fun movie that they're a part of?
Ooh, what do you think, Mono?
I don't know. I kind of like
them.
The idea that they're just they just happen to be in a good. It's just a fun Christmas for them, and then they very meta-ly titled it "Finally a Good Christmas Movie." What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. I like that.
Okay. Okay. Here we try.
Okay.
Here we try.
Okay. Let us try.
And we now present, finally, a good Christmas movie starring Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Beautiful snow swirls past the frame, and we see a beautiful old-timey Christmas, like embossed style novel comes on screen as if it's a 1940s film that reads, "Finally, a good Christmas movie," and then we hear a guitar riff. And like a cool lightning bolt strikes the book, and then it becomes like, it blows up, and then we see the same font of the movie in a cool, like, jagged font. And then so a rock Christmas medley starts to play as we swoop around this snowy town.
Finally a good Christmas movie.
We're sick of trying Santa Claus. We don't want to hug him. We're so sick of ever writing to Santa Claus.
And we're like cruising down a street and we keep hearing this song in the background and the camera goes swooping down into a garage where we see our two leads who are in a punk band.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, cut.
Yeah.
Cut.
What is it, Mary-Kate?
Ashley, I told you.
What?
You have to let me take the lead. I need the guitar lead because I'm the lead of this band. Santa's reindeer babies.
R-E-I-G-N-D-E-E-R. Yeah, I know our cool title, like Santa's Reindeers.
Yeah, we're cool.
Mary Kate, you said, though, when we would start this cool punk band, that you and I would be on equal terms.
Yeah.
Like, even though you're the lead guitarist and the lead singer, I'm still shredding the drums, and I can still sing good, too.
Yeah, I did say that, and I meant that. But sometimes being a good equal partner is means letting other people lead, too.
Whoa! You're so smart. Here, let's jump and hit our boobs together.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, awesome. That hurt because mine haven't grown in yet.
Yours haven't and mine have. It feels like I got both of our boobs, huh?
Awkward.
Mine are so big.
They're so big. Hey, guys, can we get back to rocking out? Oh, sorry, Bones. I know all you want to shred on the band, but I think it's time we call it for the day, huh?
Yeah, I think so, too. Good job, Bones. We'll talk to you later. Hey, Mary Kate.
Yeah, Ashley.
Can I ask you something? Yeah. Do you think Bones is, like, you know, a little different? I mean, he's so fat.
Yeah.
And he's got that big, nasty white beard.
Yeah. I'm starting to think he's not in elementary school at all. He's really fat, and he has a big white beard, and also I saw him drinking whiskey.
Wait, I saw him drinking whiskey, too. He offered me some, and I took it, and it made me feel funny.
Yeah, that's a
He didn't do anything, though, to me.
Okay, that's...
Don't worry.
Okay, good.
He didn't.
Okay, good. Me neither. You know, I think what I'm learning is that the holidays mean something different to everybody. If only...
Wait, Mary Kate, where did that come from?
I guess what I'm saying is... Bones. I'm learning stuff, okay? And I guess what I'm...
Yeah, me too.
I guess what I'm learning is that... Christmas isn't the only holiday in this time of year, and I need to think of that for everybody.
Once again, Mary Kate, where is this coming from, man? I think I was trying to tell you that Bones looks like that dude on the Coke can.
Oh, yeah.
But you are right.
You mean
right.
Coca-Cola's Christian depiction of Santa Claus?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Bones, the only way he comes into our garage is through our little chimney. And every day he's like, I need milk and cookies. And then his car is a sleigh.
Oh, my. You don't really believe in that baby stuff still, do you? I know we're twins, but haven't you matured like I have to know that Christmas is really just about the season?
Mary Kate, I know why you don't believe in Santa. It's because when our parents died, you wished for them to come back from Santa. And he didn't deliver.
That's right. When our parents died in that cracker factory, they became premium brand saltines. I just couldn't understand why, if Santa was real, he wouldn't bring back them.
I know, but we already ate them.
Yeah.
Remember? And we ate the box that they became? And that was like so like Greek tragedy.
We can't tell people that. Oh, foster kids. Oh, foster kids. Come here. Come eat your dinner. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Miss Baltimore.
Oh, hurry up. Okay. Well, better eat dinner. Oh, yeah. We cut to middle of the dinner table. We see that their meals are really lame. It's just like, it's just peas and mashed potatoes.
Eat up, kids.
Yes, eat up. It's us. We are also twins and we own a foster home.
Yes, we hope you kids eat up your peas and mashed potatoes.
The perfect well-rounded meal.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's all sing a holiday song that appeals to us foster people.
Yay!
Yes!
And a one, and a two, two, and a one, two, three. Tweet!
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet,
tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet,
tweet, tweet.
Oh.
Our parents died while we were both 7 years old. They were Bonnie and Clyde. They got shot to death.
Oh, boy. Let's sneak out of here, Ashley.
Are you for serious, Mary Kate?
Oh, yes, we've got to sneak out. I can't do this anymore.
Okay, I'm down if you are down.
Follow
here. Because we're sisters.
Follow my lead. Okay. Sorry, parents. We both have diarrhea. We have to leave the table.
Yeah, I'm just squeaking out a lot of poop into my pants, so I better get out of here. Because your food gives us such crazy diarrhea. It's going great.
They're nodding.
Don't care that our parents are gone. We're fine with it. We're fine with it. We're fine with it. We're fine with
it. We love it. We love it. We're so glad they're dead. They were bad guys. They were bad guys. They were Bonnie and Clyde.
We smash cut to Mary-Kate and Ashley's weird room. And it's like, it's clearly like, you know, it's been adorned by the parents clearly because it like has like creepy little like lambs and like like moons. It has like, it's like very 4-year-old nursery, even though they're clearly fifth graders.
Right. And they both sleep in cribs. Yeah. So you want to run away?
Yeah. I just am realizing that the lesson I learned today is that Christmas is what you make it. And I need to make Christmas my own this year.
Mary Kate, I really like this side of you, but also where is this coming from?
I'm just learning lots of lessons. I think not having tits really makes you think, you know?
I mean, you're right. As soon as I got my big honkers, I kind of stopped having to do anything.
That's right. You're like, everyone's taking care of you now.
Everybody's taking care of me. Anywhere I go, people just give me free stuff. I get straight A's and I don't even turn in my homework. It's because of my knockers.
Remember when we went to Brookstone and they were like, keep the chair. And we were like, what?
Right.
The chair you're sitting on.
Yeah, they're like, keep the massage chair. And I was like, what? I'm only fifth grade. And they're like, but you got knockers, man. That was so wild.
That was crazy. I just think we need a Christmas adventure to be our own and to show the world that we're the rockin'est band ever.
Awesome. I'm in, Mary Kate.
It won't be easy.
No, it won't.
But we're a reindeer.
We're Santa's reindeer.
Oh, right. We're Santa's.
But we can be eight.
No,
reindeer.
Santa's.
We can be eight reindeer. I know we've been kind of arguing over which name we want more. What rolls off the tongue more?
Santa's reindeer. Santa's reindeer does.
Santa's reindeer, and it's R-E-I-G-N,
yeah!
Deer, like rain. Okay.
You and me.
Let's do it again.
Santa's
reindeer.
And we see them high five, and then the rockin' music starts playing again, some cool music, and we get a little montage of them sneaking onto a Greyhound bus with like adult costumes. And we see... Yeah, what is it?
Mary Kate, get on my shoulders. We gotta be tall and like an adult.
Okay, sure. Oh, sorry. I haven't bathed recently.
Aw, Mary Kate, your crotch stinks like shit.
Sorry. I read somewhere that cleaning too much down there is really bad for your pH balance. So
what? Why were you reading that?
So I haven't showered in 4 weeks.
Oh man, and I gotta be under a 4 weeks, and I gotta be under a trench coat with you.
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you. Just taking the Greyhound.
Okay, great. Do you have a ticket?
Yeah.
Ticket, please.
Here you go. Here's my adult ticket, and here's my adult ID, and here's my wallet.
What? You don't have to give me your wallet.
Yeah, of course. We knew that. I mean, I knew that.
I'm sorry. I can't help but notice that it looks like your beard is just sharpied on.
No. No.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not.
No.
Okay. Hey, whatever. Okay. I mean, who knows? Let people do what they want, right?
I'll kill you.
Wait, what? You'll kill me?
Yeah, if you say anything, I'll kill you.
We smash cut. Mary Kate, I can't believe you killed the bus driver.
No, that was...
You strangled them to death.
Oh, God. Okay, we strangled her.
Mary Kate, Santa's gonna put you on the naughty list.
Oh, boy. This Christmas is really not rock and roll yet. I'm so bummed. All we have to do is get on the next Greyhound, don't kill anybody, and make this Christmas the rockin'est Christmas of our dreams.
Yeah, because we're what?
Santa's reindeer.
No, oh, Mary Kate, Santa's reindeer.
Oh, we decided?
We decided. Or do you want to do eight reindeer?
No, I'm fine with Santa's. I'm fine with it. It's fine.
I'm fine if we want to do eight reindeer. We just need to pick one so that we can be sure to scream it correctly.
Yeah, yeah,
it's starting to get a little goofy.
No.
Santa's reindeer or eight reindeer?
Santa's. Santa's is better. I'm so serious because then he owns us.
Okay, great.
Yes
Santa's our master.
Yes, Santa.
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it. Huh.
Because...
Oh,
we're
Santa's reindeer. They high five.
We'll get it.
They high five. Rock and roll music plays again. And we see they're already in a Greyhound. And then they're getting off the Greyhound. They're walking up to a hotel. Obviously, they're stacked on top of each other. And then they approach the counter. Sorry, all the rooms are booked. You can't stay at this hotel. All the rooms are booked.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, I like your voice. You have a very good voice.
Thank you. You too, good sir. Are you sure all of the rooms are booked?
Yes.
How about...
What?
One for under the name of Johnson?
Oh, let's see here. Oh, man Johnson.
Ah, yes, Man Johnson, that's my name. I am a man whose name is Man Johnson.
All right, now, can I just see your adult ID and your wallet?
But of course.
Here you go.
There we go.
Hey!
What?
Yeah, she sees that suddenly a kid underneath the hotel adult stumbles out. And we see that the hotel owner is also two kids stacked on top of each other. Oh, man.
Hey, you two are kids and we're two kids? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I bet you wouldn't also be foster kids, would you?
We are.
Yes, that's the breaks with foster kids. But it's okay. It's because we're heading to the National Rocker Child Christmas Pageant.
Wait, you guys are going to the Rocker Child Christmas Pageant too?
Yeah, grand prize is new parents and a new house.
Yeah, we can't wait to get some new parents and a new house. Because we ran away from our foster home a couple of years ago and started this beautiful bed and breakfast.
That's right. Our parents were killed in a cracker factory.
Yeah. Wait, what? Ours too. What kind of crackers?
Ritz.
Yeah, nice and buttery Ritz.
Oh, ours were a premium. You know premium saltines? Premium
saltines.
They're like rectangles. Oh. They're fine.
Oh, yeah, we know those. Yeah, we know those.
Yes, we know those. Only one kids' groups can win, and we's gonna,
even though we ain't got a drummer. Yeah, or a guitar player. I just play the tambourine, and my twin brother here, he plays the bass.
That's right. We're working on a new Christmas jam right now, but we can't seem to find the grooves.
Yeah, you want to hear a little taste of it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do.
We would love to hear. Okay.
Here we go.
Remember, I only play the tambourine and you only play the bass. Yeah.
But we kind of sing too.
Ding, ding. Oh, yeah, we kind of sing too. Ding, ding.
In New York, you can celebrate Christmas or maybe even Kwanzaa. You're living in New York.
New York. You can do Hanukkah and also Thanksgiving.
Because now you're in New York. New York. New York.
New York.
Whoa. Huh? That's already
That's
already a song.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's... Sorry, me and Ashley listen to a lot of radio, and that's already a song.
We love the radio. And yeah, that's already it was a very popular song a couple of years ago. Wait, what?
What?
That's a new... Okay, well, don't worry. We got another one. Here, let's play a different one.
Here we go.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I got ones.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Gonna
find you and give you presents.
Ready or not.
Yeah, I'm Santa Claus.
Stop. That's also a song, you guys.
It is.
Why don't we inspire you with a totally original Christmas song we're working on?
Yeah, that sounds awesome, Mary Kate. Yeah, okay, do it. We don't care.
Yeah, we'll be happy to. And a one, and a two, and a three. Christmas time means I'm the boss. More stuff here and more food for us. Christmas time like totally rocks. 'Cause we're in charge of all the stuff.
Yeah. Wow, that was real good.
Woes. Me thinks
Wowzers.
We should become a band togethers. Huh?
Right? Wow. I mean, let me talk to my sister real quick. Mary Kate, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's kill them.
They got the chops, even though they've just been stealing songs.
Wait, what? You don't want to kill them?
What? Wait, Mary Kate, you want to kill them?
Oh, no, never mind. No, we can do the band thing. That'll be fun. Let's do the band thing.
Wait, no, you want to kill them? You already killed the bus driver.
I thought that's what you were leaning towards. No. Let's do the band thing. And like the parent.
Mary Kate, I mean, if you want, we can kill them.
No. The parent, that will be a lot easier.
I mean, I truly haven't seen such joy in your eyes since, like I did while you were murdering that bus driver. Let's kill them.
No.
It's Christmas. Let's kill them.
No, I don't want to kill. No. Let's do the band thing first. And then if we win.
Kill them.
If we win, we don't have to kill them. But if we lose, we should kill them.
But hey, Mary Kate, be careful, okay?
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure killing people gets you on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also still pretty sure Bones is Santa Claus.
I told you. That fuddy-duddy fairy tale stuff is kid stuff. I believe in presents and new parents, and that's it.
Okay, Mary Kate. Let's go do this band thing, huh?
Yeah, because we're Woo. Santa's reindeer.
Santa's reindeer.
What'd I say?
Right? I said, yeah, I know. Santa's.
You
sorry.
Said eight this time.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought, I don't know why. I got my wires crossed. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Crossed wires.
Yeah, I've done.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless, because we could, it. I think eight is still really fun if we want to go back to eight reindeer.
No, Santa's reindeer.
Okay.
Santa's reindeer.
Okay.
Santa's reindeer.
Great.
Okay.
Santa's reindeer. They high five, and then we see a really fun little, like, once again, fun little jammy montage. We see them, they're hiding underneath a Greyhound bus, and they're like kind of writing songs and jamming together as a Christmassy score plays over it. Do, do, do.
Yes. Do, 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 do. And the other little foster kids from the like the bed and breakfast are there, and they're all laughing and having fun. And we see them like digging through the trash and like finding food and loving it so much.
They find and it's really fun, and like so they're taking stuff out of the trash, and it looks like they made it look like a cute little buffet, like a little like trash foods. And then we see them like there's even a heat up station that's a trash can on fire.
And then we have a shot of like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, like they're just their heads in frame and they're looking so happy. They're looking at each other laughing. And as we pull out, they're just taking a shit in an alley.
and they're spraying.
All of this under great ding, 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 ding.
And they're spraying on cats. The cats are getting it. You see, there's a shot of cat getting it in its mouth. And then the shit mouth cat starts throwing up. And then Mary-Kate and Ashley see it, and they're just like laughing as the score continues. And they're actually having a really.
And then we see them like. There's a little old lady walking, and they run up to her. Like, Mary-Kate stops her in front, and she's, like, talking to her. And Ashley gets behind her legs, and Mary-Kate fucking shoves her over Ashley, and they steal all of her stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And she's on the ground screaming. She's screaming.
She's screaming. And Ashley, Mary-Kate walks up to her and, like, steps on her chest and rips off her, like, emergency button. And throws it way too close to her, but knows that she's not going to be able to get to it.
Yeah. And the music is continuing. The beautiful Christmassy music continues. Then you also see them, they run up, you see them in the next tableau, they run up to a police officer and they're like crying. You see that they're like crying and they're like pulling on the police officer's jacket. And the police officer like kind of kneels down to hear what they have to say. Ashley pulls his gun out and shoots his feet. She shoots and Mary-Kate hops in the Crown Vic, his car, and then starts gunning it. Ashley tries to of course steal as much of the cop valor as she can, because it'll come in handy later. And she jumps inside the car, they pull away, and then we see the cop like dragging along, but then they're like
And we see Ashley or Mary-Kate fucking throw the car into reverse and just destroy the police officer. Yeah. Just like, wah, 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 backing up over the police officer. And they are laughing so hard. And like, and once again, that Christmas, like, run, run, Rudolph. Santa's going to dig you down.
Run, run, Rudolph. And then the next tableau is actually them. They're in that like attic from Home Alone 2. They like hurt them.
Yes.
It's them and the New York kids. And, you know, the beautiful music is playing. It's like, and then it seems like just a beautiful moment until they decide to rappel down. They rappel down from the hole in the ceiling and they just start kicking people in the skull unconscious. They're just kicking these like these orchestra goers in the skull and then just stealing their coats and cash.
And with every kick, their instrument makes a funny noise.
Yeah.
Like, bam, 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 bam. And they, yeah, they like have the guns out and start robbing all the people who are at the orchestra chamber. And they're wearing very creepy, like old fashioned Santa masks.
Oh, that's awesome. No. Like, no. Yeah, yeah. No. Like, yeah, like plastic Santas.
Yeah.
Yes, that's creepy. And then, and then before we crossfade, they aim the gun into camera, and it's like, and like that's the edit to the next scene, where they're all.
And we,
yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I have nothing. I got nothing.
As you say, and we cut right to the children's musical competition.
Yes, yes. No explanation. And they,
none whatsoever.
The first line of dialogue after all that is, "I'm pretty nervous, Ashley. This competition's
Me too,
a big
Mary
deal.
Kate. I know. This is what we've been spending our whole lives trying to do. All 10 or 9 years of them.
Yeah.
How old are we? 10? 11.
I think we're 10. No, we're 10. Oh, man. We're 10 tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Whoa. Christmas is our birthday. We're like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're just like Jesus, who I also don't believe in, because this is all a freaking joke. This is all a myth. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, Ashley?
Ow! Ow! Quit pulling my arm! Ow! Don't pull my arm! I need it for drumming!
Hayes, is you guys ready to rehearse before we go on stage for the big Christmas musical that will either make our lives good or not?
Yeah, because we're ready, and we's hoping to get new parents in a new house!
Yeah, we're ready. This new song we wrote is really rocking, and I think we're going to really show everyone what Christmas is about.
Right as they're about to start rehearsing, Ashley gets bonked in the head by a Christmas tree that they're putting up at the music competition.
Sorry.
She gets bonked in the head, and she's in a dream.
Where am I? What the heck? This is all snowy here.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa?
It's me, Santa, also known as Bones to you.
What? This is crazy. Santa isn't real.
Yeah, touch me, I'm real. Touch me.
Wait.
Not like weird.
Okay,
don't touch me weird. Don't touch me weird.
You said touch
don't
me.
Don't touch me weird. I know, but give me a high five. That's not weird.
Whoa.
High five. See?
Bones?
Now, Ashley, I've been watching you, and I gotta say, you're on the naughty list.
Wait, me on the naughty list? But my life has been so tough. All I do is take care of my sister and try to make the best life for us.
I know. You've had a rough life ever since your parents got killed at the cracker factory and you ended up eating their saltine bodies. But hey, that doesn't mean you can just go around killing a bunch of people,
okay,
robbing old ladies,
okay, I'm sorry,
and stomping on their heads.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you mean it?
Yeah.
You mean it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look at me when you say it. At least look at me when you say it. You're like looking at the ground, and I'm like, are you sorry?
Okay,
or am
look,
I hearing
Santa,
like curry?
I'm not sorry. Because here's the deal. And this music, kind of Christmas music, swells. I just feel like it's unfair that Christmas time is supposed to be happy and jolly, but it's really the worst time of the year in the world to me. You see, it reminds me of what I don't have. It reminds me of how weird my home life is. And it just reminds me of what other people have, and I wish I did. I guess I'm just really low on Christmas cheer.
Oh. As she's saying this stuff, Santa's looking at her feeling real sad. And we see a shot
the shot, the camera moves behind her leaving Santa in the background and her back in the foreground, and she's wielding a huge knife behind her back. I'm so sorry. Okay. It is a tough time for a lot of kids. I need to remember that.
Yeah. I guess what would make me feel better is a hug right now.
Ho, ho, ho. Now that I can do, Ashley. And I'm sorry. I need to take into account more kids. But you believe me, right?
Yeah.
Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Give me a hug.
Come here, Sandy.
Not a creepy hug. Not a creepy hug.
No, just normal.
Yeah, just a nice hug.
Thanks. Oh! Oh! We see an angle on her driving the knife down the back of Santa. And he's just splitting open. He's like, he gushes open like a dam broken. And orchids are spilling out. He's foaming at the mouth. And he's twitching.
You are Santa now.
What? And suddenly she comes to on the floor. We see that she's on the floor and someone has put an ice pack on her head. What happened?
Somebody was decorating with a Christmas tree, Mary Kate, and then it bonked you on the head and you've been out for 3 days.
Whoa. That's great. Did I miss the pageant?
You missed the pageant.
Did we win?
We did win.
Whoa.
We weekend at Bernie'd you, and you did great.
Wait, can we see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, I got a video of it.
Oh, whoa. Camera zooms in as we see them doing a ripoff of Skater Boy. That's just Skater Boy with like Christmassy lyrics. He was a reindeer.
He was a Santa boy. Oh, he was a reindeer. He said, see you later, dear.
He wasn't good enough for Rudolph. He said, hey, I don't like you, Comet. I don't like you, Blitzen, either. And then he went to the South Pole.
Woo! And the audience is losing their fucking minds. Yeah! Yeah, you win! You win! Yeah!
Whoa.
Yeah! We did it.
Are we in our new home?
Yeah, look around.
Whoa, it's so Christmassy. And we see it is just a dream of Christmas. It is just red, white, and green everywhere. There's tinsel. There's cute little snowmen about the house. It's incredible.
I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go get you some hot chocolate, okay? And some milk and some cookies and some candy canes and all that, okay?
Okay.
You just stay here and rest. Also, there's a full-size mirror on the wall if you want to look at yourself.
Okay, sure. Whoa! Why didn't you tell me I became an old man with a huge dick? Ashley!
It felt weird. It felt too weird.
Why didn't you say
you're an old man?
You're an old man now with a fucking big old sausage.
And I gotta say, you get raging boners, Ashley or Mary Kate.
Ashley!
I think you're Santa now.
Oh,
I think
you're
Santa.
But today's the night of the 24th, which means I have to deliver presents tonight.
I know. But hey, I'm here to help if you need any help.
I definitely need my sister by my side. What happened to the New York kids?
Oh, since they also won, they moved in with another family.
Oh, that rocks.
Well, yeah, it was cool. Well, everybody got confused. I had a lie and say you were my dad. It was hard to explain this Christmas miracle to people. So I just said, hey, this is my dad. And they're like, okay, great. And then the New York kids were like, we'll take some parents.
So
you're my daddy now.
Whoa, Ashley, that rocks. Now that I'm the dad of the household, things are going to be a little different.
Oh, no, Dad. Sister.
And we cut to a montage of them dressing naked Mary-Kate. Now that she's an old man with a big old hog, they're trying to cover up. So it's kind of like a makeover montage.
Where it's such a Santa makeover montage. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
And then
jingle bell challenge, jingle bell
challenge. The former Mary-Kate like puts on a cute like feathery shirt and like tiny green capri pants. And of course
the dick is just out.
And Mary-Kate nods, no, no, no.
Nuh-uh. Next.
And then another
outfit with like just a tiny little t-shirt that's like barely covering Santa's tits and his big belly's out. And on the t-shirt, it just says angel. And then he's got a teeny like skirt on, and once again his dick is just hanging out, and Ashley's just like
and finally we get a really interesting take on the Santa outfit. It's like a plaid red and green Santa outfit with like really cool lumberjacky touches, like big lumberjack boots. And of course, what used to be Ashley steps out.
What used to be Mary Kate.
What used to be Mary-Kate steps out and is like, huh?
And Ashley's like, yes, you look so good. You look so awesome.
Man, being the new Santa sure is crazy.
I know, because you didn't even believe it, and now you are it. Wow, what a lesson, huh?
What a lesson. What are we doing? It's midnight. We've got presents to deliver.
Whoa! And we go into a fun montage with Run, Run, Rudolph again playing Santa's Gonna Make It to Town or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we see them, like, delivering presents, but then also, like, Mary-Kate, who is now Santa, is, like, having a little too much fun. And, like, we see at one point... Mary-Kate as Santa like sneaks into a house and there are no kids in this house, and then like ties up the husband and wife.
Yeah, they tie the husband and wife up like the strangers, like the end of the strangers.
Yeah,
and they don't hurt them, they just freak them out.
They just freak them out, and they're even the strangers like, why did you choose? Why did you do? Why did you pick us? Why us? Why us? And Mary-Kate, who looks like Santa but still sounds like Mary-Kate,
says, you were home. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! And they leave, and the couple's fucking pissing themselves and crying, so scared.
And then they go to the next house. You see them throwing Christmas cheer everywhere. The reindeer are laughing. Mary-Kate and Ashley are going into apartment buildings, and just this is weird too. They get into an apartment building, and instead of opening the doors, they just start kicking down the door. They give presents, but they're kicking the doors in and leaving presents at the front door. And there's no need for it. There's absolutely no need.
And as they're like, they've delivered all their presents, they fucking pull down the fire alarm, and all the sprinklers start going off. And everybody's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? And they walk out.
And then they finally return back to their weird new home. And they're like, phew, that was a big night. No wonder Santa only works one day a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
So what does this mean? Like, you're my sister, but you're also my dad, and you're also my Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's wild. I guess you're going to have to be naughty or nice, or else I won't bring you any presents. Oh my God, what am I doing? It's our birthday.
It's our birthday. Yay.
Where are our new parents anyways? Shouldn't they have a birthday cake prepared for us or something?
Mary Kate, you're my new parent. Remember?
Oh, I didn't know if we like got another. I thought we got new foster parents.
We didn't. I had to explain why you turned into an old man. So I said you were my dad.
Oh, that's.
This has been a disaster.
I wanted new parents. This sucks.
Well, wait a second. You're Santa Claus. Can't you get us new parents?
Whoa. I'll build some.
Build us some new parents.
I'll do it right now. Just then, dude looks like a Santa. It's basically a cover of Aerosmith. That's
Dude looks like a Santa.
And then she starts building and chipping away at some wood. And then also adding some brick and some circuitry. And it's just like working, working, working. The sun's coming up. And suddenly, well, it took a couple hours, but here are our new parents.
And Santa slash Mary Kate pulls a sheet off of these two very funny robot looking.
Whoa, they look just like the Ramses. That's right. I am Robo Ramsey.
And I am Patsy Robo Ramsey.
We are your parents.
We are your parents. Time for milk and pineapple. Whoa! Mary Kate and Ashley run over and immediately like unplug their batteries. Be like, and then they both look at Cameron and they go, parents just don't understand.
And then just freeze frame, Christmas music plays. But it's another Christmas rockin' song. It's called Not So Silent Night. Not so silent night. Not so holy night.
All isn't calm.
All isn't bright.
Jeez. Round. She's not a virgin. She's had sex before.
That was finally a good Christmas movie. Wow.
That was a really great Christmas movie.
Wow, I think we
nailed it perfectly. I think those twins will want to purchase this from us.
Yeah. That was incredible. That was the Christmas movie we all needed and deserved.
Yes. Yes. That's absolutely it. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, we certainly hope you did. Thank you so much for joining us on the Stitcher Premium. As you know, episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. So come on back next Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll keep this holiday stupidity alive and well.
Ooh, yeah, because we are so horny for the holidays.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.